The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
In 2024, influencers are the ones building our culture and leading the next generation. They are reshaping not only the landscape of entertainment, but also the psychological and social fabric of their audiences. But what happens when these influencers become more and more desperate for views, more and more desensitized and craving more dopamine? And what are the results when people try to be those they watch every day? Well, it leads to what you'll see in this video, where we will go over the worst influencers that are rotting our culture, starting with Adam22. Now, for those who don't know, Adam22 made a name for himself as a podcast host and internet personality, known primarily for his YouTube channel No Jumper. He had gained recognition for his interviews with up-and-coming hip-hop artists and figures from the urban culture scene, having one of the biggest podcasts in the niche, going viral on all of social media for years. But in March of 2018, a Twitter user posted a now-deleted thread that included screenshots allegedly proving that Adam22 had a sexual relationship with a girl when she was just 16, and he was in his 20s at the time. The thread also suggested that he might have sexually assaulted her. Now, of course, this was controversial and couldn't really be proven, but later on, he would actually openly acknowledge the relationship in a blog post and also shed explicit images of Desiree Ree, the young female he supposedly abused. However, Adam completely denied the accusations of sexual misconduct, but for years, this sordid story disappeared from the public spotlight. However, in March of this year, while filming a podcast episode, the predator-catching platform official Perv Busters confronted Adam regarding his allegations.
I'll be a hypocrite if I don't address the situation that happened with you.
There is no situation with me.
The one where you was messing with the 16-year-old girl?
Never happened. What do you think happened?
And so Adam would respond by booting them off of his show, reigniting public interest in this entire controversy.
Wait, right?
We can't take that jacket off of nobody.
Right? You gotta go.
Hey, man. No.
But it would only get worse from there. You see, as things started stagnating, his life started to get more boring. After the honeymoon period of his marriage, Adam22 wanted to change things. He wanted to make more money, more influence, and more fame. And why not spice up his relationship at the same time? So how would he go about doing this? Well, by seeing his partner getting frisky with other people for money. Now, most men are very uncomfortable with the thought of their partner sleeping with other men. But Adam22 isn't most men. He will do anything for views. He will do anything for money. You see, Adam22 is also an adult star, with his other adult podcast show being widely regarded in the adult content world. And in these podcasts, he would often end up having threesomes with the girl he'd be podcasting, along with his wife. But this would begin to change as soon as he married Lena the Plug. And in June of 2023, Lena the Plug announced her first ever video with another man, aptly named Jason Love. Previously, Lena had solely collaborated on videos with other females and Adam himself. But in this case, Adam22 would hype up the video between Lena and another man. They were building up the suspense on Twitter, and their OnlyFans subscriptions went through the roof. The marketing was genius, but also completely debauched and morally bankrupt.
Ever interested in doing your first ever double penetration scene?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Me and Lena, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like...
Y'all, dude.
Would he be a suitable candidate? Can I tap him in?
I don't know.
There's absolutely 0% chance of that happening. And it's not because Lena is particularly unattractive. It's because she's married to Adam, and I have no interest in degenerate, pointless sex, and I have no interest in making a spectacle of myself or even just involving myself in anything which I deem to be overall haram and pointless.
Especially considering that Lena and Adam have a child. And soon after all the hype, after all the build-up, and Adam marketing this as much as possible, he would unveil to the world a video of his wife getting penetrated by another man, and in the process, losing all of his dignity and self-respect. Because soon after the video went viral, Adam22 encountered a whole host of online criticism as individuals began labeling him as a cuckold for permitting his wife to engage in a sexual encounter with another man. Adam even discussed this matter with Sneeko, but he would express his acceptance of Jason Love, stating that allowing Lena to partake in the scene was a beneficial career move for her, but a death sentence for his. Even though the couple would make millions from this, was it really worth sacrificing their entire family? The backlash on Twitter against this continued to gain traction in early July, and that's when Adam began addressing it through his tweets, defending both his and his wife's decision. In one of his tweets, he expresses his indifference towards being called a cuck, stating that he found the video to be utterly arousing. In another tweet, however, his true feelings became more apparent, with the 40-year-old content creator acknowledging that he felt a slight sense of jealousy initially regarding their decision, and since then the No Jumper host has shown no self-respect, embracing the backlash and dismissing any criticisms that have come his way.
Yo, Adam, you let it... Yo.
Isn't it crazy that you guessed it on here, like, before I had even really hinted at
it?
You guessed it.
You watched it?
I didn't watch it. I'll probably see some chunks of it.
So you just like was in another room listening to her moan and groan and shit?
No, she was at a hotel being filmed by a professional. And down by a professional, to be totally honest.
Right, so when you say there was an underlying value, what is the underlying value of your wife getting railed by a big black guy?
Probably just money primarily, but then also...
Instead of being honest and admitting that the idea of his wife sleeping with another man was a terrible idea, even if it made him loads of money and fame, Adam instead doubled down on it, appearing on podcasts like Bradley Martin's and insisting that it was an excellent idea. You know, because he and his wife made loads of money from the sordid affair.
I mean, bro, the first question I have is like, why?
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 Yeah.
I guess like number one on the list would probably just be like money.
Rather absurdly, but not really surprisingly, Adam and Lena would then double down on this, releasing their own show titled For the Love of Lena, which sees 10 men compete for the chance to partake in a threesome with the duo. And although the show was free to watch, the threesome was only accessible on OnlyFans, of course, making them even more money by whoring out his wife. But what Adam and Lena failed to realize is that all the views and money in the world...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
But it cannot buy you dignity, and they can definitely not buy you respect. Now his entire family has been ruined, his credibility destroyed, but at least he's gained millions and millions of dollars. This is the sort of content that's developing our culture today. Instead of Shakespeare's, we're starting to have Adam 22's raised teenagers. This is where our society is headed. But individuals desperate for money and validation will go to the bottom of the barrel to outshock each other, completely whoring out their bodies and family just for more attention. But of course, Adam 22 isn't the only talentless and tasteless influencer ruining our culture today. There's also Neon, real name Rangesh Mutama, an American YouTuber turned streamer who first gained recognition as a prominent NBA 2K content creator. But in recent times, however, he was inspired by the culture of streamers like Aiden Ross. And this is when Neon's content became scandalous and considerably more clickbaity. In short, he has morphed into a full-blown liar who even faked his own death on a YouTube video.
Someone else, okay? I don't want to make y'all stop losing my content. And lastly, bro, I'm gonna be recording a few videos with other YouTubers so you guys can still see me for a little bit until, like, you know, if this surgery doesn't go well. Because if this surgery does not go well, I'll bleed out to death. And if that happens, you know, that's what's gonna happen.
And is almost universally hated by everyone online for his stupidity. Nevertheless, after faking his death, the 19-year-old continued on as if nothing had ever happened. In May of this year, Neon then appeared on a live stream with Aiden Ross and Sneeko, and what initially began as an open discussion with morbidly obese Ali C. Lopez, a blogger turned TikTok personality, quickly turned into a vicious attack. Now, I'm not really a fan of Lopez, but it's safe to say that Neon probably crossed a line here. The explicit tirade got so intense that even Sneeko, a content creator who often lacks a filter, decided to actually leave in the middle of the discussion. Now, of course, this was done for attention and clicks. The more you insult someone, the more controversial you can be, the more people respond, the more reactions you get, and the more polarizing you are. And when you're polarizing, you always gain more fans and more notoriety. During this period, Neon would insult everyone, even Adam 22. No matter what, he would take down anyone. And whilst it might have been entertaining, it was just also bottom of the barrel entertainment. What's the point in this stuff? Who wants to waste their time watching this garbage? It's just mindless and toxic. This is the stuff iPad kids are growing up with. But as he continued to grow in popularity, Neon would eventually receive some karma. In a video that caused quite a stir, Neon could be seen trembling in fear as alleged thief stole his phone and shoes. However, almost everyone was skeptical if this was even authentic. At first, people thought this was karma, but then it just seemed completely fake. Another lie for clicks, deceiving his fanbase once again. But it did go viral, helping Neon even further catapult his fame. Neon would even call himself a bitch, and in a somber tone, he seemed to lament, wanting Andrew Tate to be his new daddy.
I'm not gonna lie, bro, I just wanna say this. Andrew Tate, if you're watching this video, bro, I really appreciate you, bro. I really, really do. You're a fucking great human being, bro. You're an amazing human, because I'm gonna be honest, I don't think anyone else is doing that. After someone literally sat there on the internet for 10 to 15 minutes and tried shitting on you, you come back and you want to help me.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
And I'm gonna be honest, I need help. I do.
But of course, this was just to go viral. None of this was authentic, real, but it was entertaining for most. But more and more, Neon would just hang out with these hoes in LA and Miami, getting a new OnlyFans girlfriend simply for clout, and doing anything he could to get into influencer parties. Eventually, this sort of degenerate behavior got him criticized by Andrew Tate.
But Neon, or whatever his name is, he's a clown and Zuck's a clown. I don't want to insult them too much, but they're just children being stupid.
Why? Well, for using OnlyFans models in their video. Tate, a man who once ran a seedy webcam business himself that exploited lonely men for cash, accused Neon of lacking any creativity and of seeking cheap clicks by associating himself with questionable models, calling Neon a moron and accusing him of degrading himself. And to be fair, it's completely true. And then more recently, just before the latest UFC event, UFC 296, Neon told his fans that he would confront Donald Trump at the event. However, after UFC officials were informed about his intentions, they denied the streamer any entry to the event.
When you start saying stupid shit like that, yeah, you're probably going to get busted up and thrown out of here, you know, making threats and talking dumb shit.
One doesn't really need to be a genius to think that Neon will continue doing what he does best, talking stupid shit. But why is this stuff popular in the first place? Do you really have to be at the bottom of the barrel? Do you have to go so low to get views? And is this who's going to be raising Generation Alpha? And as the worst, most stupid behavior gets rewarded with more and more money and attention, this stuff's only going to continue more and more. There's going to be an infinite amount of Neons, and to accompany them, their OnlyFans girlfriends. But speaking of spreading manure with one's mouth, it's time we discuss Ruby Rose, a controversial influencer with more than 5 million Instagram followers. Rose is known for many things, few of them any good. Ostensibly, she's a singer and songwriter. In reality, however, she's just an OnlyFans model. And after all, genuinely talented singers and songwriters sing and write songs. They didn't really expose themselves in OnlyFans unless they were a stripper to begin with. Although Rose appears to have quite a following, it's important to remember that appearances can be incredibly deceptive. But in late 2023, she would become famous, going viral across the internet, as the OnlyFans star revealed a string of messages from a supposedly desperate fan of hers. Everyone everywhere, Penguin Zero, all of Twitter, Reddit, every corner of the internet was speaking about it. This man, a top spender on OnlyFans, expressed his love for her. In the initial messages, the man questioned why Rose hadn't been responding to his messages, emphasizing the significant amount of money he had invested in their relationship. He always wondered why Rose didn't love him as much as he loved her. "You're absolutely perfect. There was no one else like you in the world," the man wrote. "You could be my queen and I would be your king. I would give you anything you desire. We could even have an unconventional relationship where you have the freedom to do as you please, as long as I know that you come back to me at the end of the day. I promise to treat you better than anyone else, Ruby. I love you with all my heart," he wrote. Obviously smitten, he continued, "I have never felt this way with anyone before. I want to marry you, start a family with you, and be exclusively yours. I would give up everything and sacrifice anything just for you. I am willing to do anything for you to love me, and I will give you everything I have for the chance that you will never leave me."
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I want you to be with me forever. In my eyes, I had never seen or known anything that I am so certain will be perfect, which almost sounded too good to be true. So infatuated with Rose, the guy known as Brandon even got a tattoo of her face on his leg. Soon after, however, the truth emerged, and it wasn't really pretty. Not for Rose, anyway. This was just one giant advert, as Rose's alleged number one subscriber came forward to address the $60,000 controversy surrounding the rapper, asserting that it was all a ploy to promote her account. What a shock. And it was genius, because everyone on the internet was talking about it. In an interview with the aforementioned cuck of the year, Adam22, the man who was portrayed as an excessively obsessed fan spilled the beans, insisting that he never actually purchased any of Ruby's content on OnlyFans, and that the $60,000 actually belonged to someone else entirely, not him, probably the marketing team. He also claimed that Ruby's team had contacted him and paid him to stage the hoax.
I didn't purchase none of her OnlyFans content. I just went and took a picture with Ruby Rose, right?
Like, okay.
I got paid for it. I didn't know exactly what it was for, and I met up with her. Take this picture. Next day, I'm like the fucking OnlyFans top spender. And they kind of let me know that I was gonna be like this, like one of her like subscribers, I guess, on OnlyFans or something like that, right? I was like, okay, that sounds cool. You know, I didn't know it was gonna blow up to this big, huge story. At the same time, I'm like getting all this like hate and shit.
And although he did agree to have Rose's name tattooed on the back of his leg, which is really creepy, he was paid approximately $15,000 to $20,000 to ink his body, a move he will probably regret for many, many years to come. But it shows how easy it is for these OnlyFans stars to manipulate Twitter's algorithm, and thus the entirety of YouTube, to promote OnlyFans garbage. This is the ultimate advertisement. It's all fake. Anytime you see a controversy surrounding some OnlyFans star, always look behind the motive. Degenerates like Ruby Rose will continue to play the internet and our culture and society with these subconscious and yet genius marketing tactics. But no one is more degenerate and sneaky than the Paul brothers. Now today we see them in the WWE and the boxing ring. Both of them seem to be doing remarkably well, accelerating their careers hugely from YouTube. But on closer inspection, these people have gotten away with everything, showing that if you have enough clout, following, and money, you can do pretty much anything you want, with both men having been accused of a whole array of scandals. But one of the worst they've ever done is their crypto-related scams and stealing money from their fans. There's a reason why the search for Paul Brothers scam brings up so many videos on TikTok. It's because the brothers have used this platform and other popular social media platforms to sell thousands of fans around the world very expensive lies. And of the two, however, Logan is by far the biggest sinner. He's not only thrown his friends and colleagues under the bus and gained a reputation as being as fake as you can be, he's also been involved in one of the worst crypto scams on YouTube. 2 years ago, Logan Paul unveiled CryptoZoo, an animated NFT venture heavily influenced by Pokemon.
We have a massive team behind it and are probably out of pocket like a million. Just because we believe it's going to work.
On development.
Yeah.
For a little over $1,100, individuals would have the chance to hatch and raise animal hybrids on the...
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi everybody, it's Andy and James here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, we do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely, I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
blockchain. The first 10,000 NFTs sold out. Everybody bought into this. This was during the crypto market boom. However, the game never materialized. Even now, as you watch this video, no game actually exists to this day. Investors were sold a well-thought-out lie. So what happened here? Well, in January of this year, Logan Paul, worth somewhere in the region of $245 million, unveiled a $1.5 million compensation plan for disgruntled investors who didn't get the game that they were promised, saying he wanted to offer a rewards program for players who are disappointed in the status of the game. A solemn-looking Paul also promised to finish the game. That promise was never fulfilled. But soon after Paul's pledge, a number of investors filed a class action lawsuit against both CryptoZoo and Paul, alleging that the influencer and members of his team stole millions of dollars from them via a fraudulent venture. Now, the people in the lawsuit declined to speak, citing fear of retaliation from the Paul brothers. But then it got even worse, as in September of this year, Paul claimed he never made a single token, never sold any tokens, and never profited from the project. He also insisted that justice will ultimately prevail and that he is working tirelessly to rectify the situation.
I never made any money, never sold any tokens, and I only had the best intentions going in.
But if you find yourself rolling your eyes in disbelief, you're not alone. As in July, Paul proposed to his fiancée, Nina Agar, which is a whole other controversy, with the whole body count issue between her and Dylan Danis. But when Paul proposed to her, he would gift her a ring worth almost $2 million. You see, instead of using some of this money to compensate his victims, he instead chose to spend it on a ridiculously expensive ring, rather than paying back the fans he scammed. And as CryptoZoo victims patiently waited for compensation, it seems like this day will never come, and Paul will continue to profit as a fully-fledged WWE star in the hellhole that is Saudi Arabia, making millions if not billions with his new Prime Energy drink, an overpriced, disgusting caffeine-laden monstrosity that is banned from schools in Australia. Like Prime, a drink that leaves a bad taste in your mouth, Logan Paul is one of those influencers that's rotting your brain. Now, discussed individually, it might seem like these influencers have very little in common, but they have. You see, they are in many ways a direct representation of everything wrong with today's sopalistic, self-obsessed society, where people aren't rewarded for being respectable and decent, but for being dishonorable and indecent. Influencer culture, driven by the likes of Paul and Adam 22, is fueled by and incentivizes self-absorption, shallowness, conceit, and more often than not, deceit. It glorifies materialism, predatory behavior and ignorance, vanity and arrogance, all of which are detrimental to the development of a healthy, cohesive society. Before the dawn of social media, people like Adam 22 or Logan Paul would have been laughed at, being called a narcissist, even a fraud, in possession of a bottomless, insatiable ego. However, in this age of social media, this is the people raising our current culture. When their behavior isn't punished, it's reinforced. These guys getting paid untold millions of dollars. And that's why today we're seeing more and more aspiring influencers attempting to imitate this behavior. And if we are what we eat, we've got to ask ourselves, what is mass consumption of influencer-driven material doing to our minds and souls? Studies clearly show that influencers are degenerating teen behavior. These are the leaders of our new generation. And what does that say about where we're headed?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
In many ways, these modern-day influences are the antithesis of what the great philosopher Peter Berger meant by the sacred canopy, the idea that all healthy societies build a figurative shield that protects them from the difficulties of life. This canopy offers a sort of shelter for members of broader society. It acts as a glue that holds people together. Sacred in this context doesn't necessarily mean religious, it simply means something we as a broader collective consider truly important, dare I say vital. It puts the we above me. An influencer culture does the very opposite of this. It places the influencer at the top of the pyramid, and their behavior, attitude, and culture trickles down onto everyone who views it. And sadly, as recent surveys show, when children are asked what they want to be when they grow up, more and more people are saying social media influencer, and probably OnlyFans star in the years to come. Just imagine millions of children growing up on iPads, being raised by Adam22, Neon, Ruby Rose, or Logan Paul. This is the world that awaits us, but maybe it's already here. But who will pull the strings tomorrow? Welcome to the world of AI influencers. And if you think things are bad now, 2024 could be a completely different picture. You see, not only will we deal with a huge increase of these degenerate influencers, but we're also going to have trained AI-generated ones. Meta, the company responsible for Instagram, recently unveiled dozens of new AI influencers. And if there's one word that describes Meta's creation, it's just truly creepy. One of the influencers is called Billy, an AI-generated creation that bears a striking resemblance to model and socialite Kendall Jenner. Like Billy, all Meta's AI influencers possess distinct personalities and resemble well-known celebrities or public figures. The AI influencers even share posts, allowing users to engage in direct conversations with chatbots or explore their feeds for AI-generated content. And not surprisingly, many of these AI models are designed to titillate and excite specifically lonely young men. Already, the online world is flooded with hyper-sexualized, hyper-pixelated female figures, many of whom seem like the ideal woman. But these computer-generated monstrosities don't just surpass conventional beauty standards, as they obliterate them. We're genuinely approaching a time when men will actually give up pursuing real women as men become more and more sexless and instead settle for artificially generated alternatives. And 2024 may be the year that we cross the Rubicon. But these AI-generated models are nothing more than sedatives, designed to keep you situated in virtual worlds, addicted to the pixels, consuming more, and giving away all of your privacy. And now even OnlyFans has a huge surge of AI models. And now there's even FanView, a subscription platform specializing in adult content featuring nothing but AI personalities, where the platform hosts fake females like Emily Pellegrini, a 21-year-old AI model from Italy, and Sika Moon, another AI model that supposedly earns $20,000 per month for her flesh and blood creator. If all of this isn't creepy enough, FanView is also developing a message generator and audio tool that can mimic the AI models in real time, providing a more immersive experience for subscribers. And the proliferation of these plastic, hollow, empty AI influencers is such a hideous path that we're going towards, and it honestly makes you wonder who's paying for this stuff. I mean, the impact of influencers is already troublesome, but in 2024, their impact, driven by the rapid rise of AI technology, could prove to be absolutely devastating.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Into our culture and society. But only time will tell if these AI influencers can actually replace real human influencers.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.